Cy takes the field. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment. It's your last chance to secure your tickets to the Hoover Presidential Foundation's celebration banquet with Condoleezza Rice next Friday, October 27th in Cedar Rapids. Learn more about Dr. Rice and her impressive career as the nation's Secretary of State.
Evans from the WCCT. And Sally, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about this production by you and the great cast coming up this week. What's it all about?
Well, it's about five female perpetual werewolves. And perpetual just means that they stay that way all the time, and the full moon doesn't affect them. So that's where the title of the play comes from. Who needs a full moon? The people in the play, we've got two newcomers to the WCCT stage, Anne McLaughlin, and she plays the part of Beatrice, and Nikki Ean, Dr. Nikki Ean, she is Rosie. And we've also got Kelly Anderson. Her first play was These Shining Lives, so she's still considered a newcomer. But then we have veterans Mary Celine and Susan Andrew. And they make for a great cast, and we're having a lot of fun doing this play.
When did you start rehearsals on that, Sally?
Let me see.
Hate to put you on the spot.
We usually have about 6 weeks to get ready for a play.
And you've written how many plays now? You've done shows for the South Hamilton Community Schools and another one for a play written especially for the WCCT by you.
Yeah, I've written 8 plays altogether. Most of them have been done at Webster City, which is really nice. I really appreciate, and I'm so humbled by the fact that they keep saying they would do them.
And they will continue to do so for the foreseeable future, way it looks.
Yeah, I hope so, yes. Mm-hmm. But I do also enjoy quite a bit doing lights for plays. I've done several of those, and like to get on the stage myself every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you're working on another play right now there, Sally, for future production down the road?
No, not really. I just have a few ideas, mm-hmm. but... not really. I really haven't put anything together yet.
All right, so something down the road, but again, Who Needs a Full Moon opens up for 4 performances, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are the show dates?
The dates are October 20th and 21st at 7 p.m., and then the 21st we are also doing a matinee, and the 22nd will be a matinee. So we've got 2 matinees on Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
So a total of 4 shows all together. By golly, that cast is going to be busy that Saturday the 21st.
Yes, yes, they will. Although it is a fairly short play. It's only a little over an hour, and there's no intermission. So I think they'll have plenty of time to rest between plays.
So how long of fun awaits you at the Webster City Community Theater again. Showtimes will be at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday nights. It would be October the 20th and 21st, and then matinees coming up on the 21st and 22nd, beginning at 2. It's an hour long, and you have ticket information, don't you?
The tickets are $12, and you can go to the box office. Their hours are weeknights, 5 to 7, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to noon, and 1 hour prior to showtime. And then that number is 515-832-4456.
832-4456 if they'd like to order tickets to go see Who Needs a Full Moon, which opens up for 4 shows this weekend at the Webster City Community Theater. That's Friday at 7, Saturday shows at 2 and 7 p.m., and then Sunday the 22nd, beginning at 2 in the afternoon at the Webster City Community Theater. There's more information also on the WCCT Facebook page.
That's right.
All right. Sally Emmons, should be a great show. Let's see if we can get a great turnout this weekend.
I hope so. Mm-hmm.